We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another great episode of Ask Drone U.
Your name is Paul, and I'm Rob, and this is episode number 302. Thank you everybody for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Good catch there, Rob. I didn't realize I didn't say my name.
Well, I just want to make sure everybody knows who you are, because it's only episode number 302.
I think everyone knows who I am.
You're probably right.
Anyway, guys, welcome to the show. If you have a question, you love drones, you got a question, you're flying, go to Ask Drone U. Ask your question.
Here's the thing.
DroneU.com.
We know they have questions.
We do know they have questions. Also, if you're new to drones, you want to become more confident with it, you don't want to crash your drone, you want to lower that learning curve, check out the Don't Crash Course, don'tcrashcourse.com. It should help you get in the air, get a little bit more confident, know how different things can affect your ability to fly. There is really so much out there, Rob.
Yeah, less than $50 and 90 minutes of your time, and you're going to not crash.
Which is crazy, because there's no other course out there like it. But anyway, how are you doing today, Rob?
I am fabulous, Paul.
That was an interesting term to use. Well, we know that Rob is headed to Fashion Week in Paris, and I'm not.
Cannot wait. I'm just kidding. Kidding.
Awkward silence. Anyway, let's get into today's question. On that bombshell, today's question is brought to you by... Are you a drone pilot? Are you operating under a Section 333 exemption? Then you may be familiar with Item 27, which requires you to get a property release for every flight over property.
Legal Flyer is an app for iPhone and iPad that helps you create professional property releases in less time than it takes to do a pre-flight check.
You can add your pilot info, you can sign in, hand it to the property owner for their signature. But wait a second. Legal Flyer's advanced integration automatically adds latitude, longitude, and even altitude.
Then add a panorama straight from the app. Everything drops into a single-page PDF you can share with a single tap. It's compliance at light speed. Visit LegalFlyer.com for more information or get it straight from the App Store. Legal Flyer, property releases for professional drone pilots.
Hey Stud Muffins, Siri here. Paul, I missed you last night. Where were you? Anyway, another battery-related question. I was wondering what your thoughts are on the Inspired battery modification. Supposedly increasing redundancy and flight time up to 30 minutes, I guess at the risk of damaging a battery. Paul, have you tried it? You sexy man. All the best and thanks for being awesome. Call me. If you have any Inspire Polar Pro filters available, I would love to put a set to work.
XOXO. Paul, she really seems to like you.
I don't know if I should be totally like weirded out by that or really excited, because that took a lot of work to actually do. So for the accent job, I definitely think that's a winner. I mean, no doubt about it.
Yeah, no, that's pretty sweet. I have to admit.
Hey, it's creative.
I love that. Yeah,
it's creative. Very. XOXO. Yeah, we probably shouldn't play his address, but it's no, funny. I actually know a guy named H. Burton in Seattle, Washington. That's why I was just like, is this who I think it is? But no, it's not.
It's a friend from Australia.
So, Rob, again, take it away here, buddy. What are you going to do?
I'm going to leave it alone, Paul. I am not going to mess with these batteries. They're pretty good batteries to begin with, if not great batteries. But I guess we can go into a little bit more detail about why that is.
So something I would recommend to everyone, if you are flying the Inspire 1, I wouldn't even buy the TB47 batteries. I would just buy the TB48s.
They're not that much more, right?
No, they're only about $50 more. And they're totally worth it. In fact, I had a TB47 go bad, and I still need to send that battery to a very astute listener who wants to try and fix the battery voltage error problem. So I still need to send that off. John's in charge of that. That's why it hasn't happened yet, so.
Yeah, right.
It's okay, John. No one can see you shaking your head right now, so anyway.
So with regards to this question, what are some of the issues, risks, and why would one do it versus not do it?
So first things first, a lot of people I definitely see, you know, we searched online because we have not done this ourselves. We've thought about doing it. We're going to end up not doing it, and we're going to tell you why we're not going to do it. But something I want you guys to know, a lot of people have not done their research on these TB48 batteries. These batteries are unbelievably reliable comparative to other batteries for drones that are on the market, especially batteries that don't have smart circuitry in them. These batteries have unbelievable controls and protections. So you can't charge it when it's too hot, can't charge it when it's too cold, you can't pull too much out of it. They really are smart. But the other thing is, these batteries, are you familiar with electronic engineering at all there, Rob?
No.
It's okay, I'm not either. But I do know this one thing, which is really important. The way this battery is wired is a 6S 2P. Normally, 6S batteries are wired as a 6S 1P.
Okay.
Do you know the difference?
No.
So that means they're wired in parallel twice, mm-hmm. which means that the standard voltage for this battery would actually be 45 volts.
Okay.
Which has been stepped down to 22.8. So that's already adding one form of redundancy by wiring the battery in parallel twice. So it's already one safety protection.
Right.
Just so people know. Now, talking about this battery modification, we looked this up. Show them the battery mod right now, John. Awesome. Thank you. So if you see here, what people are doing is they're actually taking the cap off the battery and they are soldering other leads to the battery to pretty much strap other 6S or 2, 3S batteries on the side of their Inspire. A lot of people who are flying the Inspire 1 Pro are looking for other ways to increase their flight time because, you know, with that bigger camera, you're not getting very much flight time.
Sure.
Right now. That being said, should you do it? Well, let's talk warranty here. Rob, I almost called you Tim.
That is one issue, the warranty. Should
we do it because of warranty?
I would think, and we didn't confirm this with DJI, but we're pretty certain that it's going to void probably any warranty that you had in the first place.
Yes, but probably only void the warranty on the battery itself. We're not sure about the drone itself. But if you did have an accident, DJI might ask you about that battery. You know, what about insurance? If we have a modified battery and we're flying a job, or we're not flying a job, we're just flying for fun and we hit someone or hit something, what is our insurance going to say?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's something that you would definitely want to find out if you're going to move forward with something like this battery modification, because in all likelihood, at a minimum, if you're messing with the original design, it's going to be more expensive. I don't know how they would build that into their premiums, but...
Or if they're even that far along, because if we have... You know, if I put a supercharger on my Ford Escape, my premium is going to go up.
It is going to go up. Yeah, absolutely. And so they might just say, yeah, we're uncomfortable with that. We're just not going to insure it.
My quarter because mile time is also going to go up.
Up? Down.
Down, excuse me.
Anyways, yeah, I don't think they're going to want to insure that because the insurance of these drones, and particularly in a commercial environment, is relatively new. And so they're figuring some of this out. And I don't know that they'd want to take that risk on.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it could be so new, too, that they haven't even considered it. We really just don't know. Once our internet, once our insurance partner comes on for sponsor, and by the way, we're bringing them on because we use them.
Right.
They're incredible. We wouldn't just bring on anyone because we want to. We want to bring on people that we like and we trust. Anyway, that being said, what are really the benefits to doing the battery modification? If you would ever have a battery cell voltage warning, you would have a form of redundancy. You would still be able to fly. A lot of people ask the question, well, if you do the battery modification, can you still read the battery information, indication information in the app? And the answer is yes. But one thing that I saw, especially on the Inspire Pilots forum, a lot of people were just talking about battery percentage and available flight time left. Rob, you're an experienced drone pilot.
I love when you say that.
Is battery percentage something that we can trust when it comes to calculating the amount of time we have left on our battery?
No, I think we've all learned from Drone U, as a matter of fact, at least that's where I've learned it, that we need to be looking at voltage. Right?
Absolutely. And at what voltage per cell should we probably be looking to land?
Ooh, per cell. What is it, like 3.4?
3.6.
3.6.
I'll
so
take your
so
answer,
I'm a little
though.
More aggressive than you.
You are, my battery is about to give way and the bird's about to drop out of the sky voltage.
Three point something.
3.6 is the answer, guys. So at 3.6 volts, you want to make sure you're headed home. A couple things, though, just to give you guys some tips and tricks, and this is, again, stuff that we go in over in our courses. If you're worried that you've got a bad battery for whatever reason, what I would do if I were you is fly your Inspire about 40, 50 feet away from you and literally just gas it. I mean, when I say gas it, elevate as fast as you can. Really load the battery up quickly, because when you put a huge load on the battery like that, it's really testing whether it can even take the load.
Right.
So for people who have left their TB47 batteries charged for a week or two and haven't charged them fully, that's how you can test whether the battery is actually going to work for you or not. Just take off, gas it. If your voltage doesn't drop quickly, then you're probably good to go.
Cool. All right.
So otherwise you'll get an error and you'll say land. And so, I had that happen to me over water one time, Rob.
Uh-oh.
So, no, I literally was like, stop the boat! Stop the boat! I'm about to lose $5,000! Stop the boat! I literally looking down at my fly site, and I'm like, why does it say landing gear lowering?
Oh, no! There must be a reason for
that.
So
I've had a bad battery myself. So I've had that happen. In fact, we've got a lot of trainings coming up this weekend, and today during lunch, I'm going to spend my time aimlessly drowning batteries. So should be fun.
Cool. So as we read through some of the other folks that have done this, it didn't seem like the flight time was going up by that much.
You know, some people were saying 5 minutes. Some people were saying, well, I got 30 minutes. I don't know what the elevation is from Mr. Hudson here in Australia. But guys, remember, you're going to get significantly more flight time at sea level than what you would get at, say, 3,000 feet in elevation, 5,000 feet in elevation. Here in Albuquerque, 6,000 feet of elevation. Sandia Peak, 11,000 feet in elevation. Like, your flight time is dependent on multiple things, including the weather.
Right.
You know, for example, Rob, one time I was driving cross country in my Land Rover. You know, I'm a big Land Rover fan, even though I don't have one right now.
Someday.
It's because I had three in the past, and I'm tired of spending so much dang money on gas.
And on fixing them.
Actually, they're much easier to fix than any American car I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a tractor. You literally can just
It's not cheap, though, is it?
But if you know where to buy parts from abroad, it's actually very cheap.
Cool.
It's one of those specialized things. But anyway, I'm driving cross country. My gas mileage in my Land Rover went from 12 here, and this is on the highway, to 13 in Texas, to 14 when I hit Arkansas, Alabama, and by the time I was in full humidity, I was getting 17 miles to the gallon.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I did not know humidity. It's not humidity, it's the elevation.
Well,
right?
Well, here's the thing. The elevation between Alabama and Tennessee didn't really change much.
True.
It was the humidity that really changed significantly.
That's interesting.
So, but here's the thing. It's also barometric pressure. If your elevation is zero and your elevation is 5,000 another place, your barometric pressure is very different between those two points. So what does that mean? It means that you are going to pull more power out of your drone when flying at higher elevation, because the motor has to spin more times to create the same amount of lift.
Because there's just not as much air.
Exactly.
To help it lift.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes
sense. So flight times are going to be extremely varied from place to place to place. So a lot of people are making the mistake of counting on battery percentage and thinking that battery time is universal no matter where you live. And
right.
It's not.
Not the case.
So can you get 20 minutes on a TB48 with an Inspire 1 X3 in San Diego? Absolutely. Can you in Albuquerque? No freaking way. Never going to happen. Why? Because right now, the most I've ever gotten with the way I fly is about 17 minutes.
Really?
Tops.
I didn't know that. Okay, so let me ask you this question then, Paul. What bump in your flight time would make this modification worth it to you?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. If I'm looking at this as a business aspect, I would not do it, period. Period.
Because
it threatens my liability, threatens my business for a minimum amount of benefit. I'm exposing myself to an exponential amount in an order of magnitude of risk.
Okay. What if we call Shan? He says, no, you're good on insurance. We'll cover it this way. Not really a bump in your premium. We're not really that worried about DJI. We're self-insured as it relates to, you know, paying for the drone. We've got whole insurance, et cetera, et cetera. At that point, would you do this for some bump in flight time?
If I got 10 minutes of flight time or like 50% gain,
okay,
maybe.
But there's just no guarantee.
I say maybe because here's the kicker, Rob. When you do this battery modification, you're not doing a modification to the drone. So you can't just throw in another TB48 and two smaller 6S batteries. One guy was using 1500 milliamp 6S. Another guy was using 2500 milliamp 6Ss and using 3M dual tape and putting them on the batteries. The answer is no, because you have to modify every single battery you use. Mm-hmm. And number two, what happens if one of the battery happens if one of the alternate batteries falls off of the drone? Let me ask you a question, Rob. What happens when lithium touches oxygen?
Blows up.
Boom. I was looking for boom. I was just looking for a boom.
Just more efficient.
It's more boom. Dramatic.
Boom.
Boom. I'm just saying.
So,
how are we looking over there on the
on the game?
So here's what I'm saying, right? If we're flying around and I'm going to get 10 more minutes of flight time, but I run the risk of potentially having one of these batteries slip off of the main battery, hit a propeller, and have a mid-air explosion, what is my liability then?
Yeah, it's really, really high. So what I hear you saying is there's just not really any reason in your mind to go down this road.
It just doesn't seem like a smart idea.
So we were talking about this off the air before we started this podcast about risk and reward.
We talk off the air?
Well, as little as possible, but yes.
Kidding.
I'm kidding. No, we love talking off the air. But anyways, we talk about risk reward, and from your perspective, there's just not enough potential reward for the associated risk.
Correct.
Right.
I mean, weren't you using the example of basketball?
Yeah.
Just go ahead and say it. It's a really good analogy. Just go ahead.
Well, it's an extreme example. You guys may have heard that on the Michigan State game, opening round of this year's NCAA tournament, they played,
basketball.
I don't remember who, Middle Tennessee State, I think. Maybe I could be wrong on that. Anyways, had you placed a bet on Michigan State to win, you would have had to bet, I think, $150 to win $2.50.
And that's how you see this battery modification.
Kind of, sort of. I mean, obviously, it's not to that extreme, but way not enough reward for the risk that you're taking.
Could you guys tell that Rob is a avid basketball fan?
I don't have time, but I do enjoy it a little bit.
You don't
as much as the next guy.
You know, it's funny, if you're a Droney member, we actually have a bracketed tournament going on right
now. That's true. Very cool. I wonder how, we haven't even checked to see who's winning or how many entries we got.
We gotta find out who's winning.
Yeah.
Tim was
seriously?
Winning?
Seriously?
Oh my God.
That's hilarious. But by the way, Tim cannot win.
Good. It better be a member that's winning.
As an employee or family member of Drone U, he cannot win.
On that bombshell,
no.
Thank you so much, guys, for asking that question. The creativity was off the hook. In summary, do I recommend you do this battery modification? No, for three reasons. Number one, you void the warranty. Number two, extreme risk for minimum gain. Also, battery, understand that you have the law of diminishing returns. Even though you're increasing the amount of available battery, you're also increasing the weight. And when you increase the weight, you decrease the payload and you decrease the amount of time you can fly. So as an order of magnitude, you could literally have diminishing gains over time. Eric Chang talked about this on the other podcast on the Phantom 4. If you haven't seen that, go check that out. If you haven't seen the John Rupert interview from episode 298, that is a must-listen-to podcast, and he talks about laws there. But the thing is, Rob, it just doesn't seem like a good idea.
Bottom line.
It just doesn't.
Nope.
It doesn't. It
nope.
Don't. It don't do it.
Good question, though.
Yeah, it was a good question. I love the way he did the question. So we're going to send him some Polar Pro filters. And guys, just want to say thank you to everyone who has been a part of this show, GPC, everyone, every drone manufacturer. And I just want to say shout out and thank you to Drone U, to John Dennison, to Nerds Limited, who just upped our internet. Now we have 110 meg down, which is wicked fast.
Sweet.
So anyway, guys, just want to say thank you to all the listeners out there. We wouldn't be here without you. We are already bypassing last year's total number of downloads for the year, and we're only 3 months in, and that's all because of you guys. So thank you guys for the shares. Thank you. Please take the time to review us on iTunes. We greatly appreciate it. If you show me that you reviewed us on iTunes, I may send you a little gift. So message me. Thanks, guys. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone Youth.